This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver Public Schools will hold classes remotely through at least mid-October. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports that it's more than a month longer than originally planned.
October 16th is the end of the first quarter for students. DPS says positive COVID-19 cases are rising in the Denver area, and safeguarding the health of the community is the district's number one priority. 9-year-old Knox Borowski wasn't happy about more remote learning.
I have this video game console, I'm just sitting on it, and I just wish I could be at school learning something like intelligent and something like that.
He and his friends say a few hours of remote learning isn't like a full day in class. The district is considering bringing back preschool and other high-priority students in small groups as soon as September 8th. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
State of Colorado has released sports betting figures for the month of June. CPR's Paolo Schultzeda reports.
It's only the second month of legal sports betting, but the state is optimistic about the industry's future, despite the pandemic. The total amount wagered by Colorado bettors was just over $38 million, nearly doubling revenue from May. Table tennis received the most wagers, followed by soccer and golf. The state collected $218,000 in tax revenue from betting proceeds. I'm Paul Shasta, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, there are growing demands that drug makers and investigators ensure diversity in coronavirus vaccine trials by including racial minorities, older people, and people with underlying medical conditions. Then, as governments make masks mandatory in public places, a restaurant industry group started teaching employees ways to de-escalate situations involving people refusing to wear them. That's next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Indigenous educators and activists are renewing calls for Colorado schools to retire racist mascots and nicknames used for athletic programs.
Our young people are being inundated with this negative imagery while also carrying and dealing with some of the modern challenges.
It's an effort that's been going on for years with mixed results. Learn more in 10 minutes here on All Things Considered on CPR News. 97 in Pueblo, 95 in Grand Junction, 94 in Colorado Springs, 90 in Denver, 74 in Vail. This is CPR.